Hi, this is Rob Brown with Supernova. I'm here with Supernova creator, Rob Knapp. We want to talk to you today about centers of influence, one of the most important strategies that we work with financial advisors on implementing is to implement the overall Supernova process. So, Rob, I'll turn it over to you.
Great, Rob. Probably the most exciting tool that we have in acquisition is the ability of turning Supernova into a brand that you can market to centers of influence. Supernova is tangible. It isn't the market, which goes up and down and we can't guarantee. So for a center of influence, a CPA, a professional center of influence, this is a great tool for them to understand and gives you the ability to sell them on why to use you versus the other financial advisors out there. What you're advertising to them is a tangible level of service. So you're going to offer them multi-generational planning, full implementation of that planning process, 12 contacts, 4 reviews, 2 of them in person, and a rapid response team that's going to offer 1-hour response, 24-hour resolutions to problems. That's tangible. That's something that is going to happen year in and year out. And so if they refer you to someone, you can guarantee that that is the level of service that they're going to get for every client, not for one and then not for the other. For every single client across the board, this is the level of service they're going to get. Hence, we must not have any clients that we're not giving Supernova to. And that's the whole premise. One level of service consistently. This is where you're going to get the most exciting results in terms of marketing. The enthusiasm that your clients have for Supernova will be matched by the enthusiasm that your centers of influence have. It may not happen immediately, but over time, as they see this happening and unfolding in front of them, their energy around referring you will get higher and higher. So what you're offering is something concrete that they've never had. They know that if they refer somebody, and they do it on this basis, that the client will not be disappointed, regardless of performance. And that's what they're most worried about, that somehow the relationship will blow up because they referred that client to you. So we take that pretty much off the table, as long as you manage the investment process in a prudent way. So what is the other key to building our relationships with centers of influence? First was establishing the branding model. Second is consistent client contact, or in this case, consistent center of influence contact. And we do that by scheduling 12 contacts a year, all of them in person. We call them 20-minute Starbucks. So you're going to once a month meet with that center of influence, assuming they're in the same city, once a month for 20 minutes, and during that time, you're going to talk to them about things that are important for them that you've thought about during the month. You're going to give them referrals, and they're going to return the favor to you. So that is the basic premise of the model. I've been asked the question, how do you establish relationships with professional centers of influence? And we do it with a five-step process. And that process works like this. We first meet with the center of influence, and we've been typically introduced to them through a client. They have been enthusiastically endorsed by a number of our different clients. We ask for a favorable introduction. We're introduced to them through our clients, and then we get our first meeting with them. If it's a match, if it's a fit based on your impression and their impression of you, then what we do is suggest this. we suggest that we first meet on our turf and introduce our team. And we use the what we call a five-star model to introduce our team. So we show to the CPA and their associate, usually they bring their assistant with them, we introduce what we do and in detail. We pick up the hood and look under the hood and show them how the whole Supernova process works from the folders to the spreadsheet. Once we've done that, then we ask for the return favor of visiting with them, and they're usually very excited about that. At that point, you're going to go, and they're going to put on their dog and pony show for you. So that's really meeting number three. Meeting number four would be a meeting in together with the center of influence. So the first meeting is your initial understanding, and it's the fit meeting. Number two would be a meeting in your office where you are showing them what you do. Number three was a meeting in their office. And at that point, you're going to meet their other partners and see what it is that they really need. Now, your team is going to be there with your associates. So you want to have your CSA or CA meet with their associate so that they can have a mutual understanding and a mutual relationship. Again, then the fourth meeting is the meeting where you are together with that center of influence, and this establishes, at that point you're going to establish that this meeting is going to happen on the, you know, the third Thursday of the month at 8 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to make that something that happens every month. You're going to try and hold it to 20 minutes, and you're going to discuss at that meeting your teams and what you're doing and the mutual benefits that you can see from it. The fifth meeting will be the meeting where you educate the center of influence on how to generate referrals for you. And you've been building up to this and mentioning this in order to keep them intrigued. And in that fifth meeting, you are actually going to teach them how to do that. And what do we say? How does that go? What we say is we use this term. We got it from Dodie Frost in Dallas, Texas, who's a brilliant marketer. She asked her clients, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And so we're going to do that and ask each of our clients, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? And we're going to get a positive, negative, or neutral response. When it's positive, we're going to write their name down, and that's going to be one of the professional CPAs that we want to meet. If it's neutral, we ignore it then. If it's negative, that's an opportunity to refer one of these enthusiastically endorsed professionals to them. And we simply ask them, would you be open to meeting another CPA that has been enthusiastically endorsed by the community? And generally, you'll get a positive. So they say, well, that's all well and good. You get me referrals, but how do I get you referrals? Well, you do the exact opposite. You simply ask your clients, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? Again, you're going to get positive, negative, or neutral. If it's positive, you want to have them write those names down for you. If it's neutral, no problem. If it's negative, then you simply refer them to us as we have to you. Now, we're required to refer three different names when it comes to professionals. That protects us on a compliance basis, but it also gives us an opportunity to refer our best clients to three different professionals. And that works very well. And the same can be true for them. They can refer multiple financial advisors, and that by this list will help them to generate those that are being enthusiastically endorsed in the community. It also gives you a fabulous list, if he chooses to share it with you, of people that should be working with you, future partners for you, and maybe future associates in your complex. So that's the kind of the bread and butter of our process for generating supernova centers of influence. It can work very well with other professions. For example, the dentist, physicians, concierge travel agents, concierge physicians, other professionals in the community, simply you can refer to them and they can refer back to you. We typically think of commercial realtors as being great centers of influence for us, residential realtors, politicians, other people that are out and about in the community, know a lot of people, and know where the money is. Remember, politicians, they're really fundraisers. I mean, they have to be professional fundraisers, so they know where the money is. These can all be terrific people for you to refer. And so you can do the same thing. Can you, by the way, enthusiastically endorse your dentist? Why do you ask? Well, we keep this list of professionals in our community that have been enthusiastically endorsed. And if we get enough people doing that, that person comes to the top of the list. Then when we meet with a new person that's moving into town, we have this list of those people that have been enthusiastically endorsed, already ready for them. So it's a ready-made list of the best of the best, sort of an Angie's List of professionals in the community. So it can be a huge help. It can be a great marketing idea. You can bring those professionals together with newcomers and have them meet in person. You can use the list as a welcome for an executive moving into town for them and for themselves and their spouse, etc. So a lot of different creative ideas on how to use that kind of professional list of enthusiastically endorsed members of our community. So that's it,
okay, Rob.
Rob,
we run a little bit short on time, so we don't want to have these recordings go too long, but I think you've done a terrific job of covering the best practice for introducing yourself to centers of influence and really having that be a powerful part of your client acquisition strategy. And I know in the near future we'll have another recording like this one going through the concept of enthusiastically endorsing in even more detail. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.